If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
You're listening to Succession from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion, released December 13th, 2022, composed by Takaharu Ishimoto. BG Maniacs, welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it will be a solo episode. This is a normal episode. This is not a bonus episode. The spotlight on River City Girls 2 was a bonus episode. This is your regularly scheduled episode that should have theoretically posted on January 11th. So we're getting caught up. We're getting there. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. It really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG Era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zanku. So yeah, this is a regularly scheduled episode and a regularly scheduled solo episode. This is, we're back to the, you know, Bedroth with us here on the podcast every other week. So he will be back next episode, which will actually still upload this week. Theoretically, it is supposed to upload and scheduled for the 18th, but to allow a little bit of separation, the episode will likely go up on the 19th or the 20th, but it will post this week, and then once it does, we'll be caught back up once again. Radio Hour was scheduled next week for January 25th. Hopefully that remains on time. But we are doing another spotlight episode today for the podcast, and we are focusing on a game and a franchise that I absolutely love, and I was so excited when this was finally announced because we knew it had to be coming at some point. We're going with Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion, the remastered version of Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII, which originally released back in 2008 on the PlayStation Portable, the original PSP, and is an action RPG, and it's set 7 years before the events take place in Final Fantasy VII. And what's cool about Crisis Core is that it allows you to play through these moments that set up a lot of what you dealt with in Final Fantasy VII, getting to play as Zack Fair, the main character of this game, and technically not the original owner of the Buster Sword, but the main user throughout this game. And then eventually, of course, that would get passed on to Cloud for Final Fantasy VII. But you get to see a lot of characters like Sephiroth, like Genesis, Angeal, a young Yuffie, Cloud, Aerith, Cisne, all of these characters that, the Turks, right? They're there. So all of these characters that you either played as, saw, heard about in Final Fantasy VII getting to see them all come to life and play through an event and an adventure that is a lot of fun. I liked it back in the day. I still enjoy it now. I do think this version that released in 2022 is still largely a 2008 game. It is still a PSP game with a fresh coat of paint, but it still holds up. It's still fun. The battle system with the spinning slots on the top left-hand corner that that dynamically change aspects about the battles as you're going and largely help you so many times. Like, I know you have to depend on that to get your summons, but man, just getting the ability to be immune to physical attacks, or nothing costs MP, nothing costs AP. Like, that stuff is really nice for when you're trying to take down a tougher enemy or a boss so you can just spam heal for a bit. Super fun. I really enjoyed playing through Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII, and I would recommend anyone that is a fan of Final Fantasy, especially Final Fantasy VII. If you've never played through Crisis Core, this is the best freaking time to do so, since a new one is now available. Probably the best version of this game now available. And even if you have played through it before and it's been a while or whatever, it's still a great game. I definitely recommend it in a year that is stack full of Final Fantasy representation. We have Final Fantasy 16 coming this summer, and we already know Final Fantasy 7 Remake Part 2, what's it called? Rebirth, I think it is, they said winter of 2023, but that could technically mean the beginning of 2024, right? That could technically be January, February, or March, which is honestly what I'm thinking. I fully expect 7 Remake Part 2 Rebirth to be a March, maybe February if we're lucky, type of a game. But hey, I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to play it before the end of the year, because man, what a great year that would be for Final Fantasy with all of that releasing. Crisis Core at the very tail end of 2022. Awesome time. Awesome time to be a fan. And the soundtrack for Reunion, the remastered version of Crisis Core, was remastered as well, of some tracks completely redone, which I was very excited to listen to, but the other tracks did get remastered versions for this release. So I'm excited that we get to do this spotlight episode, because some of these tracks we have played before. Some of these we have definitely played before on the show, but these are slightly different versions or remastered versions in a new release. So we're gonna run with it for the spotlight episode. Just allows me to play The Price of Freedom again, which I'm very excited to do. We'll be at the tail end of the episode, but I'm excited to do this one. So because it's a spotlight episode, and obviously that means us focusing on one game, I'm not going to say that it was released on December 13th, 2022 each time, because that'll always be true, as will the composer. This one was composed by one individual, Takaharu Ishimoto. So we will not mention that each time as well. We'll just mention the name of the track and again remind everyone the game. So yeah, I say we jump into the music, because I don't really want to give too much more away about this, since it did just release less than a month ago. Well, slightly over a month ago now, I guess. I know it's still technically a 24-year-old game or whatever, but still re-releasing, still fresh. Some people might want to experience it that haven't before. So I don't really want to give too much more away that I already have. And I'd rather just jump to the music, and we'll come back at the end. So let's kick off our block of tracks by taking a listen to The Summoned from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. We'll be right back. Next up, we'll be taking a listen to Last Order Crisis Mix from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Next, let's take a listen to Where Light Does Not Reach from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. We'll be right back. doesn't that last track really sound like a Persona track? Something that Shoji Meguro might have done? I don't know, man. I really like that one on this soundtrack. I fell in love with it when I heard it. Really gave me a lot of Persona vibes, just like walking about the town. Anyway, next up, let's take a listen to Under the Apple Tree from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Coming up next, we'll be taking a listen to Burden to Bear from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. next, let's take a listen to Night of Seclusion from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. This is Kyle, and one day you can be too. Every Friday, I host what is soon to be your favorite podcast, The Media Files. Me and one of my best friends talk about pop culture happening so that you don't look like an uncultured swine during those boring water cooler conversations. Laughs are shared, tears are cried, and sometimes we have really interesting special guests that you might be familiar with. Download The Media Files wherever you download podcasts, and remember, be kind, be honest, and we'll see you later. Up next, let's take a listen to The Soldier Way from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion.
We'll be right back.
And next up in this Spotlight episode, let's take a listen to The Planet Has Become My Guardian from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Next, let's take a listen to Wandering Under the Moonlight from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Right, let's jump to Timely Ambush from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. ¶¶ Next, we'll be taking a listen to A Flower Blooming in the Slums from Crisis Core, Final Fantasy VII Reunion. And last up in this block of music before we close the episode out, let's take a listen to The World's Enemy from Crisis Core, Final Fantasy VII Reunion.
Thank you.
Those last two tracks there should have been very familiar to a lot of people. A Flower Blooming in the Slums, basically Eris theme, and The World's Enemy, another one of Sephiroth's more recognizable themes. So closing out strong. And again, we have another big one coming up here to actually end the episode. But what a great spotlight. What a great game. Like I said, I cannot recommend this enough. If you are a fan of Final Fantasy, if you've never played through this game, it's the perfect opportunity. If you have played through it before, do it again. It's a lot of fun. Check out the remastered visuals. Check out the remastered soundtrack in its entirety. I highly recommend experiencing it in-game because everything just flows and fits so well. But there are so many other tracks that we didn't play on this episode, so seek out the soundtrack if this is something you're into. Definitely show some love again to Takaharu Ishimoto's work on this game. It was so well done. And yeah, just look forward to everything else coming in Final Fantasy land the rest of 2023, and BG Mania continues to roll on. We have some fun things in store for everyone over the next several weeks, including the episode that'll be uploading here in just a couple days, which Bedroth and I were very excited to do, and I'm excited to finish the edits on it. So hopefully that'll be up relatively soon. But that is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to The Price of Freedom from Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Again, this game released on December 13th, 2022, and everything you heard today was composed by Takaharu Ishimoto. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.